Glory to God in the highest. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Amen. Glory. You can open up your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah. The eighth chapter. I do believe I'm going to just start giving myself messages to preach, because every time I ask God to give me something to preach, it's like I have to go through something to get a message. Here you go, Sister Queen. You're welcome. Amen. I said, Father, I need a word to preach. I need to know what to preach so the people can be blessed. So as I got in my car to go, God gave me a message. My axle broke on my car. You say, well, how you get a message out of that? Because I just started laughing. Normally, I would have just got out and started kicking the car. But I started laughing. It's just normal. It was kind of funny that at this particular, in the worst time of this year, my axle decided to break. So I called a guy, he come and pushed me up into the yard, and I just said, forget it. Can't do nothing about it. At least not right now, anyhow. So God began to show me something. He said, it just so happened at the time, particular time that this happened to you, that your spirit was full of joy. It's amazing what joy will do. It's amazing how joy has the ability to sustain you. Joy, I don't care what you're going through, if you got the joy of the Lord in your heart, in your spirit, you are going to make it. If you have the joy of the Lord, I don't care what affliction, what trouble, what a persecution come your way, you are going to make it, because there's something about joy that enables you to look past the circumstance and somehow see the blessing on the other side. I mean, we are just going through so many things in our lives. We're tired and we're beat up and we're frustrated and we need, our finances ain't acting right and things just don't seem to go right. And when you seem, then you feel like you've done all that you can do, for the power of God, and things just don't go right, the mind wants to get sad. Spirit wants to break down. You want to get disgusted. We preached a message last week, sick and tired of being sick and tired. You get there because you get tired. Get tired of being tired. Get up in the morning, body tired, knees hurt, back hurt. And you, what first thing I said, Lord, I'm sick of this. I done had enough. But I'm finding out something. I learned something. God taught me something. Now, I'm not jumping up and down because my car broke down, but I can have confidence in God that it'll be taken care of. And the funny thing about it is I was able to laugh because I said, at least it didn't catch on fire. The axle could have broke and it could have caught on fire. How many understand what I'm saying? So just because a situation is bad, remember, it can always get worse on you. But it depends on how you're looking at it. So we didn't have some good singing this morning, Brother Tony. I don't think they need to hear my scratchy voice. Somebody said, come on now. Woo, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Okay, you're just trying to make me feel good. But you got your Bibles open up to the eighth chapter of Nehemiah. We won't be very long, but it's going to be hard. We're going to hit it hard, amen? Because some of y'all need to understand that you need to create some joy in your life. Amen. I found out that my joy ain't in a person. My joy ain't in a thing. And I most definitely found out, Sister Nancy, it ain't in my finances. Now, some folks' joy is in their finances, but I ain't one of them. I had to find my joy somewhere else. And I found out that it was just being able to serve Jesus, amen? And to know that my life is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Folks, is list all kind of winds and doctrines are blowing through the earth. They're trying to turn the gospel into a state of racialism. This is the new thing out. Jesus was black, or Jesus, I don't care what color he was. All I know, I'm saved by grace. He could have been purple for all I care. He could have been purple, one leg, no fingers, one eye, hanging from the rooftop like a bat. All I know, I'm saved. These discussions don't even matter. Jesus said, live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, not man. Amen. Okay. Got your Bibles open. I'm not singing. The ninth verse of the eighth chapter. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirzathath, boy, oh boy. And Ezra, the priest of the scribe, and Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. See, the reason they wept when they heard the law, because they couldn't keep the law. You can't keep the law. Folks are still trying to live according to the law. You can't do it. It's impossible. But you can live by grace. This is the day of the Lord. We don't have to weep and we don't have to mourn. But it seems to be that's all we're doing lately. Weeping and mourning. Because we got all these troubles, we got these pains, we got these decisions we have to make, and we just don't know which way to go. But I got news for you. If you keep serving Jesus, you'll find yourself in the right spot at the right time, exactly when you need to be there. Because God will provide for you. As Nehemiah was telling them, we understand that Nehemiah was the prophet that talked the people of God into rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. Because when the people had given up, they were beaten down and distressed and discouraged because everything that was going wrong. And Nehemiah stood up on the wall and said, I will not come down off this wall. I mean, all kind of people tried to get him to come down. The devils and flesh and different prophets and friends and all kind of people. But he said, I'm not coming down off this wall. You have to learn to stand your ground in God. You can't be moved by what you hear, what you see, what you feel, even what you imagine. You have to know that God called you and chose you, and you have to stick to it. Amen. There's going to be waves, there are going to be winds, there are going to be all kinds of things that's going to come. Tempests to try to separate you and distract you and to steal your focus from what God has already preordained and called into your life. You have to find a way to stand. And the only way that you'll be able to stand is in the word of God and through Christ. So we find out that all this is going on. So Nehemiah did this. But after a while, Nehemiah said, look, Lord, because we've stood, we've come together, and the people now have a mind to work. God wants us to have a mind to work. So here, so this day is holy unto the Lord. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them, for nothing is prepared. Well, sometimes God means you have to sow into somebody else's life. You have to be a blessing to others. You have to encourage others. You have to uplift folks. You have to let them know that they can make it. You have to let them know that God is still with them and that God will provide and God will meet their needs. You have to let them know that we have become so segregated in ourselves as churches and as born-again believers that we no longer think that we need each other. But we do need each other. That's why Jesus said we are the body of Christ. We are his body. And as we flow up into the head flows back down into the body. What I mean by that, as we stand together and we come together, the anointing flows up. And when the anointing flows up, Jesus gets it and sends it back down. And whatever you have need of, that's what it becomes. So we have to remember always, regardless of what you're going through, the pain, the agony, the distress, the hurt, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. It's always going to be his day. It don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word will never change. So whatever you're going through, Jesus is still the same. He's still there. He's still a healer. He's still a way maker. He still can work out your problem. He's still an encourager. He's still faith, and he's still grace, and he's still merciful. So regardless of what you're going through, he don't ever change. He's going to always be the same. So he told him, go your way and prepare. So as they departed, he said, well, this day is holy unto our God, unto the Lord, neither be ye sorry. Well, we're sorry about a lot of things. I know I have been. I don't know about you. Sorry this happened. Sorry that happened. Sorry it went this away. Sorry it went that away. Sorry I did this. Sorry I said that. Sorry I thought that. Sorry I imagined that. Just sorry about all this stuff. But God say, forget all that. You don't have to worry about that. That's why Paul was saying, for my grace is sufficient. It don't mean you keep going the way you're going, but it's you change your direction in life. But you do have to understand that if you change your direction, it's going to be a problem waiting for you there too. But nevertheless, God is going to be there to what? Strengthen you. He'll be there to uplift you. He'll be there to hold up your hands to let you know that you are not alone. I know we get in situations sometimes. There are times when I can be around hundreds and hundreds of people and still feel like I'm all by myself. Because you don't hear what you need to hear, and you're not sensing what you need to sense, and you're not understanding what you need to understand. Jesus said, that's why I said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy burdened, and I'll give you the rest. The rest you need is the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Well, Nehemiah was talking to them, and he was letting them know. He said, this is it's holy unto our God, neither be ye sorry for the, somebody say joy of the Lord. Is your strength. Say it again. Now make it personal. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now you ain't saying like you believe it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's my strength. Not your joy. I can't make it on your joy. You can't make it on my joy. I can't make it on the bishop's joy. I can't make it on the apostle's joy. Only joy I can make it on is the joy that I have in Jesus. Regardless of what I'm going through, I can realize that I'm still who I am in God. Regardless of how many times I mess up, I'm still who I am in God. Because God is always faithful. Now, we're not too faithful, but God is. And that's all we have to worry about. But he said, Nehemiah, I was letting you know, look here, I know you're beat down. I know you're tired. I know you're sick of being persecuted. I know you're sick of being in all this trouble. I know you're sick of not having the food and the finance that you need. He said, I know you're tired, but you have to realize something. It's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. You cannot have strength in yourself, but it's the joy of God. It's the power of God. You know what your strength is? It's having the love of God that gives you strength. Having the peace of God gives you strength. Having the grace of God gives you strength. Walking in the faith of God gives you strength. Walking in the love of God gives you the strength you need. Having these things give you the strength that you need so that you can endure all the hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And I'm finding out that God wants us to have joy. The Bible says laughter is like a medicine. So when I find myself all screwed up, beat up, tied up, I turn TV on. I try to find Little Rascals or Three Stooges or Tom and Jerry. How many understand? And lately, the funniest show that I see on is this 2.5 men. It's absolutely hilarious. But I find myself laughing. And what I find is happening is, in the midst of the laughter, the pain isn't so harsh. In the midst of the laughter, my mind is no longer focusing on what I don't have. In the midst of the laughter, my body is saying, you know what? This is good. I like this. My spirit is reaching out and trying to draw it in because it's saying, you know what? I don't feel that sadness no more or that hurt no more. That's why he's trying to get us to understand here. If you have the joy of God, there ain't nothing that you can't make it through. If you have the joy, what does joy represent? Joy represents when you make yourself glad or rejoicing. What it all goes back to, when you got hell all around, you praise him. When your finances are bad, praise him. When trouble is all around you, praise him. When you feel sick in your body, praise him. Persecution against you, praise him. Affliction at you, praise him. Sometimes you're crawling across your floor because you can't get up. What you do, brother? You praise him. I'm going to praise him anyway. Man, that brother like to broke my hand. That was a good shake, Chet. Shake like Brother Lloyd. Lord, have mercy.
Sorry, sir.
That's all right, my brother. That's the kind of handshake God got. That's the kind of handshake God got. Wake you up, won't it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, brother.
You know what? I know who you are.
Let's not go in
detail. Okay, just sit down then. The joy of the Lord. Yes, yes. My joy that I have in Jesus. The ability to revive myself. Amen. The ability to lift myself up. Amen. The ability to say, look here, flesh, you got to come under subjection to the power of God. To have the ability to say, I bind you, sadness, in the name of Jesus. I take authority over your discouragement in the name of Jesus. Discouragement, you will not control my worship. Sadness, you will not control my worship. Sickness, you will not control my worship. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice in it. It doesn't matter what day it is, regardless of what's going on in that day, you shall still rejoice in that day because it's God's day. And if it's God's day, then you rejoice in it because the Son is crying out through you. The Son wants to cry out through us, but we want to try to keep him under subjection. It's like, Brother Hart, I keep thinking about that glory all the time. Got on the elevator, and a bunch of folks was on the elevator, and they was just cussing up a storm. Before they got to the floor, Brother Hart was hollering, glory! Hallelujah! Glory to God! So they asked him, what are you doing? He said, well, you giving your God his praise, I'm giving up some of mine. Because we have to recognize that every day we go in, regardless of how bad or how strengthful it is, it's still God's day. And if it's still God's day, then that means that God is in it. And if God is in it, my God, the situation ain't as bad as we think it is. We create our circumstances, make them worse than what they really are by sitting up, manifesting on them, contemplating on them, talking about, I'm a victim of that. I can make myself sick thinking about what I'm going through. I don't need anybody. I don't need no help from Satan or anybody else. I can do it all on my own. I could sit up by myself and make myself sorrowful, sick, discouraged, thinking about what I don't have and what I need and what I should be doing and what I ain't doing. But I'm finding out that if I don't do that, if I recognize that regardless of what it is, it all has a purpose, it all has content in it, you know, It can't happen unless God lets it happen. And if it happens, God must have something to do with it, because every day is his, 24 hours a day, every minute of that day, every second of that day, it belongs to God. So if it happens in that day, that means that all I have to do is have my confidence in him, and I'll realize something, that I can rejoice nevertheless. I can praise him nevertheless, because it's God's day. Lord God, I don't feel like it, but here it is. And see, what's so important about joy and being your strength, the joy of the Lord is your strength, because the word strength is translated fort or fortress. It's your fortress. Don't you know you can hide in your joy? It can be fire all around you. You can hide in the midst of your joy, because in joy is encouragement. In joy is strength. In joy is peace. When you're laughing, you're at your best peace. When you are enjoying yourself, doing something that you enjoy, you're at your best peace. So as we get in Jesus, we're at our best peace. So I realized when I was laughing yesterday that it was the joy of God that was down in my spirit that gave me the ability to bring my flesh under subjection and not get out and start kicking the car. I know all y'all so saved, y'all don't get mad and throw stuff. Because I'm finding out something, that the joy of the Lord, or Jehovah, who represents eternal creation, is. It says is. Not going to be. It means is. It means right now. It's just like now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Why? Because Jesus is the substance of everything that is in your faith. So he is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let me take you a little deeper. If you got Jesus in your life, you already got strength. If you got Jesus in your life, you already got the joy. All you got to do is what? It's cause it to manifest itself. How do you cause it to manifest itself? By praising your God. Hallelujah. We have to praise him. I'm finding out, Sister Gwen, that if I allow the joy of Jesus, or the life and nature and character of Jesus, to manifest itself in my life, it creates an atmosphere of joy. Do you know when the joy of God manifests in your life, people want to be around you? People are excited about being in your presence, instead of when they see you come and they start running. I know a lot of people like that. When you see him, it's time to hit it. But Nehemiah said, look here. And then so the Levites steeled all the people, saying, hold your peace. When you have peace in God, you have the ability to hold your peace. You don't get so mad and so angry. You don't get so upset and so bent out of shape over things that you really can't do nothing about in the first place. Amen. How many understand? There's a lot of things that we want to try to move ourselves, but you just can't move them. There ain't nothing you can do about it. We worry about stuff that's completely out of our control. But when we get ourselves in a praise position, that don't mean you got to be on your knees. That don't mean you got to be laid out. That means you just have to have your mind on upon him. He said, of him that keep his mind stayed upon me, I will keep him in perfect peace. That means a maturity of peace, a maturity of mind, meaning that though, Lord God, I got troubles, but that's all right. You still God. Lord God, things ain't going the way that I think they should be going, but You still God. Lord God, I don't have the finances that I need to take care of this stuff, but you still God. Lord, my knees hurt like crazy, but you know what? You still God. Lord God, people don't treat me like they ought to, but that don't matter because you still God. Lord God, I got persecution and affliction on every side, but it don't matter because you still God. Because there's something down on the inside of you that's called joy. It's called the joy of the Lord. It's Jesus Christ in you. A Jesus Christ, a living God that's on the inside of you, giving you power, giving you strength, anointing you to say to yourself that I can do all things through Christ that has strengthened me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And nothing, no weapon formed against me can prosper, because any weapon coming my way that ain't of God can't have no power nor authority over me. So I might as well rejoice because God's going to bless me anyway. I might as well rejoice because I'm going to get healed anyway. I might as well rejoice because I'm saved anyway. I might as well rejoice because my name's written in the Lamb Book of Life. I might as well rejoice because it don't matter what comes my way, I'm going to make it. Why? Because my mind is made up. My mind is made up and I'm on my way. You know what? If you don't have confidence in yourself, confidence in who you are in God, you'll never fulfill the destiny and the dreams that God has for you. Now, that don't mean get cocky and uppity. It just means know who you are in God. And know that when trouble comes your way, so is God. Amen. Wherever trouble is, there's God. Wherever hatred is, there's God. Wherever affliction is, there's God. Sometimes we don't understand why God takes some and leave others. But the word of God said it rains on the just and the unjust. So whatever it is we're going through it. So you might as well go through it. And if you don't think you're going through it, then you need to seek God. But I'm going to have peace in him, and I'm going to hold my peace. For the day is holy, and I shall not be grieved. They say, neither be grieved. For my strength is my defense and my refuge. So if I have the joy of the Lord in my spirit, you know what happens? If I have the spirit of joy in my spirit, the joy of the Lord in my spirit, what it does, it turns my flesh into a refuge. You say, well, how can it do that? What it does, it makes my flesh bow down to the power of God. Because everything you imagine, feel, or go through goes through your emotions. What you feel, what you smell, what you hear, your imagination goes through all that stuff, your senses. So when you can control your senses through the peace and the knowledge of God, then things don't keep you down. I'm not saying you're not going to get knocked down, but what I'm saying is you're going to get back up and you're going to shake the dust off your feet and you're going to be on your way. And you're going to look back at it and say, you know what? That's a done deal. Now it's time to strive toward the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. The prize is not what you can get from him. The prize is what he can give to you. That's what the prize is. And I want the prize, sis. I want to be able to love folks that hate me. I want to be able to pray for folks that despitefully use me. I want to know when to talk and when not to talk. I want to know when to hold my peace. How many understand? I want to know when to offer up a sacrifice of praise. I want to know in the midst of trouble that God is still there. But regardless of how bad the storm is, that God is able to calm the storm. I don't want my testimony to be, oh ye of little faith. Hallelujah. But I understand this, that as long as I got the joy of the Lord allowing itself to manifest itself down in me, this war is already a done deal. You know, they always like to go to the book of Revelation and said, I already read in the end, we win. But they never forgot the part to say you got to endure all the way to the end in order to win. They better stop skipping chapters. But see, we can make it. We can make it. You can make it in Christ. But sometimes, remember, I like talking about David. He's laying on his face on the mountain looking down into the camp. And he began to encourage himself. There's only one way he could encourage himself is what he already had within him. He encouraged himself with the power of God and the ministration of the anointing that was already in his life. You have abilities beyond ability. You have power beyond power that you would never imagine. You have authority that you don't even know you have. You can call those things that are not as though they are. You can speak to mountains and they got to be removed. You can call principalities and powers and make them fall to the ground. You have that power and you have that ability, but you have to run with what God has given you and use it the way God gave it to you to be used.
Amen.
Amen. So the joy of the Lord is your what?
Amen.
Your refuge. The joy of the Lord is your what?
Amen.
Your power and place. The joy of the Lord is your what?
Amen.
Your covering. It's your power. It's your strength. It's your fortress. So you got to make yourself joyful. You will never make yourself joyful if you don't enter into a spirit of praise. Trying to teach you something. I'm not telling you about nothing that I don't know about. You got to enter into a spirit of praise and worship in order for God to comfort you and to strengthen you. And see, most of us, when we do it, we're looking up to heaven waiting on God to send something down. But he don't send it down. He just brings it forth. Don't you know you got a powerhouse in you? DTE got their powerhouse. You got yours. Hallelujah. But it ain't no good if you don't use it. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I shall have peace because this is God's day. It ain't nobody's day but God's. We keep forgetting that it's God's day. Just because we wake up and it seems like hell's breaking loose, folks killing Democrats and killing folks just because they don't party or something. I got news for you. You better separate yourself from all that and get yourself hid in God. Because when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, only what you do for Christ is going to matter. So you better make sure you're treating people right. And you loving people. And you caring about people, and you have compassion for people, and you praying for people, and you encouraging people, and you uplifting folks, and you letting them know that their life is not a waste, but it's a blessing. We want to talk about something. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about edifying each other, lifting each other up. If you talking and it ain't edifying, then you ought to shut up. If what you're saying don't make somebody feel good about themselves, then you ought to walk by them. If you can't say something good, then you don't need to say nothing. Because you will be held accountable for it. It's going to be a shame that all the crack dealers and the crackheads that you saw out on 7 Mile or wherever you live going to be up in heaven and you're going to be asking them for a dip of water. This, the Bible, the Word of God, the New Testament, and the epistles is all about knowing how to treat your brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's about treating people right. And it's going to be a whole lot of folks that don't know how to treat people right. Everybody stand.